Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about how we view our security services. Dr. Jackie Silius, the Africa analyst and founder of Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
So there's so many videos that go around where we roll our eyes and we laugh at what looks like complete disarray of our security services. Now, we know that South Africans deal with things through humor. Is this something that we should be dealing with, the acceptance that we're in a bit of a mess?
Yes, I've seen some of those videos. Some of them are quite funny, to be quite honest. But the reality is a tragic one, and that is that we have steadily, through political appointments, cadre deployment, poor and bad policy, and lack of taking our security sector seriously, we are in a situation today where South Africa's security agencies are a source of serious concern. We can only look at the police, the challenges that we see there, that they apparently are locked out of their own buildings because the government is not paying their rent. The dysfunction in key components of SAPS, and then of course the top management, where you have this, until recently, well, until the end of this month, this infighting between the minister and the police commissioner. Intelligence, we've had two large commissions of inquiry on it. And so we can carry on. The Department of Defense is literally on its last legs. So in a situation where the country is faced with a turbulent year ahead of the ANC's elective conference in December of this year, we should be getting serious about our security agencies. And the most important requirement there is simply appointing permanent, competent professionals to manage our security systems. Money is not the problem. We spend enough on security in South Africa. We don't need to spend more. We need to use it more effectively. So I'm afraid that the irony of the humor is sometimes it hurts, but it's well placed.
And it's our way of dealing with things. We saw that the July riots, or whatever we want to, I don't even know what we actually call them anymore, the July riots or whatever that was testimony to a failure of many of our services. Do you think lessons have been learned from that?
We certainly have learned lessons, but you know, there have been so many commissions of inquiry which are used to kick the can down the road. So, for example, the visible action that we have seen has been that there is a bit of movement within state security. There's the appointment of a new national commissioner and so on. But I don't really see a fundamental change, for example, in the police. There are certain absolutely critical components within the police service, your forensics, firearms registry, which are completely and utterly dysfunctional. And the police don't seem able to fix them. And if that is so, and those things are not being turned around. What we have is we have a frantic police minister who rushes around pretending that he's the national commissioner and who disempowers the national commissioner, and the incoming national commissioner, whomever he is, will face the same challenge. There is just absolutely no respect for the division of responsibility between the Minister of Police and the National Commissioner of Police, to use one example. So sadly, I don't think we've seen the kind of management reform, I would almost say back to basics, that is required to turn the police around. It's not more money, it's not more policy. In actual fact, somebody told me once they have something like 40 or 50 strategic plans. Yeah. But it is just, in a sense, going back to basics. You know, the damage that has been done in the police goes back to the appointment of Jackie Selebe as National Police Commissioner. And it's just carried on and on and on after that. And there's no stability. And there's no proper professional management by security professionals within the police, of which there are many.
And of course, part of the problem is that we know that a critical part of law enforcement is visibility of policing, and it is confidence in the police force. The minute that there's this perception that there's buffoonery within any form of police or security system, people are going to take advantage of it. And the more clownish it appears and the more chaotic people realize that our security forces are and our law enforcement is, the chances are that things are going to go in the wrong direction even more so.
Yes, and then, you know, very recently the president appointed a new head for the State Security Agency, which is the other agency that is in an utter state of, I would almost say, disgrace. And again, we find that a political appointment was made, and that he did not reach down into the intelligence community to find a trusted, non-political professional and elevate him or her to the top position. And if we've learned one thing from the Mufumadi Commission of Inquiry, the Sandy Africa Commission of Inquiry, is that the State Security Agency is completely and utterly politicized. And what needs to happen, it needs to be professionalized. And that you don't do by repeating the same error that has created the problem in the first place, which is the appointment of political cadres to senior positions. So we sort of sometimes want to tear our hair out just looking at how we repeat the same mistakes over and over again.
Indeed. It is 8:19. That's all we have time for. Unfortunately, Dr. Jackie Isilias, Africa analyst and founder of the Institute for Security Studies. Thank you.